Now, let's consider an isothermal process in which an ideal gas goes from state 1 to state 2. The ideal gas equation of state can be rearranged to give us our path equation, P as a function of V. N and R are constants, so they can be pulled out of the integral. But what about T? In general, you cannot pull T out of this integral. So, the ideal gas equation of state, or any other equation of state for that matter, does not, by itself, define the process path. We need one more piece of information. In this case, that extra piece of information is the fact that the process follows an isothermal path. Therefore, T is a constant, and in this special case, T can be pulled out of this integral. This yields an integral that is straightforward to solve. The result in the yellow box will allow us to calculate the boundary work that crosses the system boundary when an ideal gas expands or is compressed isothermally. Now, let's take a look at a slightly more complicated process path.